You're listening to The Morning Buzz on Spice Radio 1200 AM, and it is 8:31, and we have our Premier David Eby on the line joining us. Good morning, Premier. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Vaisakhi.
Thank you so much. Happy Vaisakhi to you as well. And will we be seeing you at the parade tomorrow?
You sure will. I'll be swinging by that Spice FM site, and I really look forward to saying hi to you and to so many members of the Sikh community who will be out tomorrow.
It's incredible. You know, Vancouver in particular is very special because it was actually one of the first places in Canada to hold the Vaisakhi parade. So kind of knowing that, you know, how great is it for you to be a part of something so historical?
Well, it's a remarkable thing. And you're right in terms of the history. It is a chance to reflect on not just the history of the occasion, but also the history of the Sikh community in the province, starting in laboring jobs, getting paid less than the person working beside them, subject to racism and discrimination, and prevented from buying certain properties, and on and on, to where we are today, where Sikhs are reflected and represented in leadership in every industry in the province, in the most senior roles in government. It's just an inspiring community story, and you can see the Sikh values in our province of serving others, seva, and equality, human rights, so core to the religious beliefs, but also to our province as a whole. And I'm sure we can draw the thread through to the influence of the Sikh community.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of talking about especially the history of racism, I know just recently the BC government tabled legislation on Thursday that's designed to hold public bodies accountable for addressing systemic racism in policy and programs. So how important was it to create such legislation?
That the new law that is in front of the House is really critical, and there are community members who don't feel safe bringing reports to police or going to hospital or are concerned about how different public bodies operate. This law provides a mechanism for us to be able to address that those issues in the system that prevent different groups from being able to access services, and I think it's the Sikh community that. That showed a lot of leadership in fighting that racism, and is certainly a community that was present in supporting yesterday when it was introduced in the House.
Mm-hmm. And especially, you know, with the Vaisakhi parade and festival being tomorrow, one of the things that we're always very excited about is the food. And my co-host Natasha is a big foodie here.
Yes, Premier Eby, happy Vaisakhi, Vaisakhi di lak lak vadhaiya. If I had to ask you a question, which is your favorite dish when it comes to Vaisakhi? And I'll give you a few options. Sarso dak saag, chole bature, or dal makhni. Which one would you choose? Do you know what they are?
I would always choose the saag. I'm a huge saag paneer fan, and so that's an easy one for me. But it is a hard choice because there is so much amazing food, and the food is something that makes what is really a religious celebration accessible to so many other people to come and understand more about Sikhism and learn and break down those barriers between people. So the food, you're right to emphasize it because it's such an entry point for people to understand each other better.
It totally is, and that's what we love about this celebration. And Premier, before we let you go, any final words on Vaisakhi?
Well, I just look forward to seeing you there. I say happy Vaisakhi to all of the Spice listeners out there, and we'll see you hopefully, if not in Vancouver, then out in Surrey.
We certainly will. You take care. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thanks very much. Happy Vaisakhi.
Happy Vaisakhi.